And now for something completely different.
Here's what's coming up this hour on Today's Experience. It's fantastic, phenomenal, always fun, usually somewhat fascinating Friday as we head into the weekend. Not being afraid even if the earth gives way or the mountains fall into the seas, because our help comes from the Lord. First, we begin this show with a very interesting teaching about God's role as the master of the universe. While some people may believe that God created the universe and then journeyed somewhere off, like to planet Pluto, this is incorrect. That's the deist theory, and that's 100% incorrect. In reality, God is in charge of everything that happens in the universe and is in control of its time and its timing. We must grasp that God is not just the master of the universe, but also the master of time, which includes our time as his children. Ooh. Next, we travel to the book of Joel, which we just talked about. Scriptures are what God wants you and me to hear, read, seize, use, embrace, and learn from. So in the book of Joel, we find that there's something fascinating. The mouth. Your mouth and my mouth counts a lot more than we think. With it, we confess to salvation and more. And finally, we close the show heading into the weekend with an absolutely stellar thought that comes from 2 Samuel. You'll often hear me preach, teach, and reach regarding pathways to the Lord. The biblical truth is that it's the Lord who creates the pathways. His grace pathways are better than our effort-filled pathways. But that's not the focus of this DDD that we're going to do. What we're going to do is discuss why God created the pathways for us to reach him. There is a reason, there is a purpose, and we examine it.
David Spoon's life has been an experience. While growing up in a Jewish family, he made a wrong turn towards drug abuse. Then David Spoon found Jesus Christ, and his life completely changed. The more he studied the gospel, the more he wanted to share his experiences with others. After 35 years of ministry, David discovered a new path of service. He joined KAAM, and this radio program began. You're about to hear the David Spoon Experience.
Welcome to the David Spoon Experience, local, national, and heavenly talk. Here's what else we're looking at during the show. Lessons for surviving, living, and prevailing. Politics, entertainment, and current events. Personal revelations. Spiritual observations. My life's insanities. And oy vey, so much more. Hey. We're asking you, what do you think? Now, you can email us during the show, david@hemustincrease.org. That's david@hemustincrease.org. You can text us live during the show, 214-210-8483. That's 214-210-8483. Or you can call us at 972-445-0770. That's 972-445-0770. When you make that call, you'll end up talking to Dynamite D.
Oh, lucky person. You got the number right, because you are talking to Kid a Dynamite.
Talking to Dynamite D is like heading into the weekend. That's right, people. That's what we're doing. We're heading into the weekend.
We know that one, don't we?
I know, but that's why we like that one. That's a good one. You know? Hey, I've been working hard, you know? Hardly working? I'm working hard and hardly working, both at the same time. Okay. I did work out yesterday, by the way. 50-minute cardio.
Don't go too hard.
That's what my wife says. You're gonna hurt yourself. It's like, I know. It's like I'm kind of used to that by now. Here's the bottom line to all of this, okay? Let me just make sure it's really clear for people to understand. Maybe you've got a praise report. Something's going on in your life, and you're like, you know what? I want to share this. And the reason I want to share it is because it blessed me. It will probably bless others, and it will. When we hear about God doing great things in people's lives, it encourages us. Sometimes you get every once in a while, you get a little bit of a whiner who goes, well, why isn't he doing that for me? Well, maybe if we hear those things and increase our faith, he will. I mean, that's just an honest answer. But the truth of the matter is, knowing that God is active is the blessing, and that he's active in people's lives. That's number one. So you got something to share? Share it. If you've got a prayer request, you need faith, you have a little faith, I believe, helped out my unbelief, and you need other people to join their faith with your faith, and then you petition the Lord, and we do it together, seeking him and seeking his help and all those things. Maybe you just got something you want to share. It's something on your heart. It's really important to you. As long as it's not just kvetching, right? I mean, I understand there's a lot of turmoil going on all around us, but there's not one thing that's happening in your life or in your city or in your state or in your country or on your planet that God is unaware of. Not a single thing. So we trust in the Lord, right? Okay. All right, here's our trivia question, by the way. Who was, spoken of by Isaiah, who was the voice of one crying in the wilderness? Who was spoken by Isaiah in Isaiah 40, chapter 40, verse 3, who was the one crying in the wilderness? Who's he referring to when that is spoken? If you think you know, then you can simply give us a holla. Holla. You can call 972-445-0770. You can also text in 214-210-8483. As well, you can send an email, david@hemustincrease.org. So you can do all those things. Isn't that fun? We can do all those things together.
That's kind of a lot.
That's a lot of stuff to do. All right, here we go. So, and then please don't forget to pray for the audience. That's very important. And we could use some prayer because the ministry is looking to take some interesting steps. I would say they would be steps forward if that's what the Lord declares. And if that happens, I can just tell you right now that David, Noel, and Aunt Deb are going to need a lot more prayer. Just saying. And then Dynamite D and Jennifer too. And then Don as well. I'm just forewarning everybody. Just telling everybody again. Pray, pray, pray. You think praying gives the answer? Yeah. Prayer changes the universe, let alone the earth, let alone your circumstance, let alone your life. How about that?
Can't do it enough, Dave.
No, it's just impossible. All right. Here we go. This is called The Master of Time. Now, everybody will know this verse, but I'd really like everybody to kind of work with me in this. It's really kind of a fascinating element. Ready? 2 Peter chapter 3, verse 8. And there is not one of you that has not heard this verse. So I'm just telling you right now, you know this verse. Trust me, you know it. 2 Peter chapter 3, verse 8. But do not overlook this one fact, beloved, that with the Lord, one day is 1,000 years, and 1,000 years as one day. So you can, that word fact could be truth, it could be aletheia, it could be fact, because you know, either way, this, don't overlook this truth, don't overlook this fact. I love fact because it just kind of makes it just like, okay, that's, it's a fact. Here we go. Here it is. One day is 1,000 years. All right, now, if you live, ready? This will just fascinate you to know it. If you live an 80-year life, our averages are like 78 to 82 in that ballpark, but let's just use 80 because it's kind of an easy number. That means to the Lord, 12 lifetimes, 12 and a half lifetimes actually, that you would have is like one day to God. Now I want you to think of it in those terms. Now just think for a second, okay? Just wait. You know how long your life has been. You know how long a year is. You know how long a decade is. You know how long a week is. You know how long a month is, right? You know how long a day is too. And it is kind of bizarre that the older you get, the faster the days go. Okay, I understand that. But in the mindset of God, okay, basically, 365,000 days equals one day in the mind of God. So I love this illustration. So if it's 80 years, it would actually be 12 and a half lifetimes is like a day to God. Now, think of your life and how old you are, how long it's been, and so on and so forth. And then think of that 12 times plus. So this is what's important. For God, time goes in both directions. Here's something that's really you must get, okay? God is the master of time. I don't want you to miss this truth. He created time so he can change time. See, here's not. Wait, hold on. What are you trying to say, Dave? Well, just remember Joshua 10:13. The normal process of time, when Joshua said, sun stand still, moon stand still, the normal process of time itself, the fabric of time, was altered on an answered prayer. Wait. I really wanted to get this, right? You can tell me that prayer can help our nation. Okay, let me help you out, okay? As cool as America is, and America is totally cool. America is not bigger than the concept of time. And time was altered. The fabric of time was stopped because somebody prayed. And God said, yes.
Just wait, I'm done, now watch,
and people have asked me this question, I've given the answer, they don't always like the answer, but the answer is yes, I can't change it. Well, what are you trying to say about God and time? Do you know what your time is right now? God can redeem your time. And people are like, well, I know, but I've lost time. You're not getting this, okay? Let me help you. God can redeem your time so that 1 year seems like 20 years, so that 1 month seems like 10 years. God can do whatever he wants. You want to know why? He created time. He coordinates time. Oh, no, Dave, it has to go right linear. It has to start, has to finish. Well, don't tell Joshua that when he had the sun and moon stand still, or don't tell Hezekiah that when the thing went backwards. Don't tell anybody, because it's twice testified in Scripture, and you're telling me that God created time. Well, he even says that the sun and the moon and the stars were created to, part of that was to keep time or help keep time. God created all of that, and then God could just go, yeah, here's what's going to happen. You spent 50 or 60 years or 70 years doing this, and you did really good, but I understand it's hard and it's harsher, so on and so forth. So I'm going to take your last 10 years and make it seem like 200 years. You're thinking, can he do that? I'll help you out. Did you ever stand in line for something? Just asking that question. Don't get mad at me. Just listen. Did you ever stand in line for something? Isn't it amazing when you stand in line for something how long it is, even though it's not actually that long, how long it feels, how forever it... If that's true with you standing in line going somewhere into somewhere, how much more is it true for God, who is the master of time? Right? So the sundial, right, it went backwards. Go forwards would have been easy, right? Going backwards would have been hard. So the understanding in that is this. God controls your time. But Dave, I only got, you know, this much time left. Hey, God can make that time be a lifetime. Well, that's what you got to remember. He owns it. Not you, not me, not anybody else. Wow. Is that amazing? That is amazing. That's like, oh, I can't even follow that. The voice of one crying in the wilderness that the prophet Isaiah spoke of was Johnny B, Johnny the Baptist. He was the one, Matthew chapter 3, verse 3 and 4. Very, very good. We'll take a break and then come back. You're listening to the David Spoon Experience right here on KAAM 770, the truth station here in Texas. Short break. We'll be back. Don't go anywhere.
If you're a small business owner with a website that is ugly, outdated, or just plain non-existent, you're probably missing out on a lot of business opportunities. Unfortunately, the web design industry is not a friendly place for busy small business owners. A typical web design agency charges roughly $90 per hour to build a simple business website. which means you'll spend thousands up front, even for a bare-bones site. But the do-it-yourself option is a road that often leads to headaches and hardships. Here at Cowpunch Sites, we've pioneered a fresh and affordable website subscription model. For just $57 per month, we'll design and build a custom professional website you'll love to show off. And on top of all that, we'll continue to manage your website, making all the updates and changes you'll need for as long as you're a subscriber. It's sort of like having an in-house web designer at a tiny fraction of the cost. Find out how we're different at cowpunchsites.com. Check out what Cowpunch Sites can do for you at cowpunchsites.com.
The Christian faith is being attacked. 50 years ago, people would disagree with Christianity, but with a sense of respect. Those days are over. The rage, the flesh, the enemy, and the atmosphere of sin is growing and growing. Jesus said in Matthew 24, "The love of many will grow cold." And if it's not the end now, it's certainly a lot closer than it was yesterday. You may be from a Baptist background. David Spoon has that. You may have a Pentecostal background. He has that too. You may have a non-denominational background. Yep, he's got that as well. You may be from the Church of Christ, Presbyterian, Methodist, Church of God, or some other denomination. But if you're looking for a show that's Bible-based, Spirit-led, and a bit nutty, give David a listen for a while. If you like it, great. If not, no worries. The David Spoon Experience.
A big portion of being guided is asking. Prayer, when you're praying with people, fellowship amongst other people can lead you to guidance. It's happened on more than one occasion for me. Counsel is obviously very good, both spiritual and not necessarily biblical. Also, practical counsel is good. Circumstances often speak to us and give us guidance. Open doors, or for that fact, closed doors. We know His word gives us guidance. We know in 2 Corinthians 2:13 and 14, Paul said that he used peace of mind as an aspect of guidance. These are all the Holy Spirit leading and guiding us. Is, of course, the number one element for guidance is to be led by the Spirit, right? These are all hugely important.
The David Spoon Experience.
Welcome back to the David Spoon Experience. Oh my goodness, thank you for joining us here at KAAM 770, the truth station here in Texas. That's KAAM 770, the truth station here in Texas. That's why I like you guys. I got like people to help me. It's this one, Dave. Oh yeah, I forgot. That's what I love about this show. I got to tell you, I got to share this with you. In the very intro of the show, in the very first 20 seconds, I made a mistake. And then that makes it okay for me to make a mistake the rest of the time. It's so cool.
Mistakes aren't that bad.
Yeah, that happens. I mean, it's that kind of thing. All right, anyway, that was just, I just love that teaching. And wait till you see this follow-up. But that teaching right there, you think about that. God can take your life, right? And you might, I only got this much time. God can make that time seem so long. It's like He can make whatever short time that is a lifetime. That's the Redeemer, and that's the Master of Time. How cool is this? It's like, talk about sci-fi. It's like, only it's not science fiction. It's just God science. Maybe they should have a whole separate category. So you got man science, then God's. Okay. Here's your next trivia question. From which prophet was Jesus reading in the temple when he said, "The Spirit of the Lord is upon me because he's anointed me to preach the gospel to the poor"? Which prophet? That's the question. Which prophet was he referring to? If you think you know, or which prophet was he reading from? If you think you know, 972-445-0770. You can also text in 214-210-8483. As well, you can send an email, david@hemustincrease.org. So unfortunately for most of you, I do have jokes. But we do have somebody who's going to answer the trivia. So you're going to get a spare for just a little bit. So let's have that person come through. Let's send them on through. Knock, knock. This is David. Who am I talking to?
Hey, Dave, it's Jay. How are you?
I'm doing great, Jay. How are you feeling?
Struggling a little bit, but getting there. Going to finish up my week.
Okay. Well, I want to pray over you, so that part will be good. And you're going to receive
that.
It, and you're going to be blessed by it. But first, you got to answer the trivia question, okay?
Okay.
Got to get these things done in order.
I think he was reading from Isaiah.
He was reading from Isaiah. That is correct. The window. It was the Spirit of the Lord is upon me because he's wanting me to preach the gospel to the poor. The anointing of the Holy Spirit right from Isaiah chapter 61, verse 1 and 2. Good job on that one. All right, I'm going to pray over you. You got to turn your radio down. We're getting a little echo, a little feedback in there. That's okay. People aren't used to it, so you just got to remind them. It's not that big a deal. All right, let's pray over you, Lord, okay? Father, I just lift up my brother Jay. He is going through. I pray for him this morning, Lord. Specifically, he's going through it, Lord. He's going through the mill. It's just really challenging for him. He's really feeling discouraged about it. He's kind of feels like he's banging his head against the wall. He needs that breakthrough. He needs that, okay, the rocks are falling down and I can see light out of the cave moment. He just needs to find that freedom. He's not looking to be dishonorable. He's not looking to do anything that would be displeasing to you, but he's trying to hang in there and needs your help while this is going on. So, Lord, as his brother and as your children, we're asking you as our dad, hey, Dad, please help my brother. Please help him. Please encourage him. Let him know you're with him and give him the deliverance he so desperately seeks and needs. And we just ask you to just watch over him, encourage him, and just pour your presence upon him that he might be filled with joy instead of sorrow. We pray in Jesus' name, amen and amen.
Thank you, Dave.
All right, brother. Show, God bless you, man.
Bless you, too.
All right. Amen, bro. We love you.
Love you, too.
All right. God bless. All right, you got to be praying for Jay. You know that? You got to pray for people. This is something we got to do. You got to pray for Abraham. You got to pray for Jay. These are people that God has brought into your life today. And he's like, hey. This is your brother. This is your sister. You got to help them out. That kind of mentality, right? Well, they're both brothers, but I'm just saying that's how you got to think. All right. Now, I want to do a piggyback on this last one, okay? So you don't mind, do you? Do you care?
Of course not.
Okay. So, and this is really cool because we just talked about God being the master of time, okay? And if you just will get that, the biggest thing you got to catch, and I talked to my brother about this because, you know, him and I have both, you know, we've done things in our lives like, ooh. Like, ooh, this kind of thing. So God has really redeemed our time, and we really know that that's true. But I want to go to the next verse because it's not ironic in a sense. It's iconic in a sense because the last one, 2 Peter 3:8, a day with the Lord is 1,000 years, 1,000 years is a day, right? But the very next verse, you see these are connected, says this, the Lord is not slow to fulfill his promise as some count slowness, but is patient towards you, not wishing that any would perish, but that all should reach repentance. So there's two great, phenomenal, superb teachings that are in this. The first thing is this, and that is the Lord is not slow. So let's just stop right there. It's important to acknowledge that some of us mistakenly believe that God's middle name is molasses, okay? Because he moves slowly. Even when Jay's looking for deliverance, like, come on, Lord, come on, Lord. And you're not the only person to think that. Even David in the Psalms on about 20-plus occasions goes, speed it up, speed it up. It's the same thing. We all go through that. What we fail to understand is that in that concept of time we were talking about, because God did invent it and because God did create it, when it comes to his promises, his timing is perfect. He is actually prompt and faithful. While he may seem slow in executing judgment, and he has been slow to judge at times, he's never been late in fulfilling any proclamation or promise he has made. And so what we do in our brains is we think, come on, come on, come on. That's what we do, right? It's like, and I don't want to say this to be rude, but it's us like rooting for somebody to get to the finish line. Like, come on, come on, a few more steps. It's kind of like, and yes, it's a bad illustration, but you have to love me anyway. It's like when I'm working out and I know there's 10 minutes left and I'm like, going, I gotta go, gotta keep going, gotta keep going. You don't want to quit. Keep going, keep going. So the Lord, he fulfills his promises, whether it's a general promise to his people or, and I'm just going to say it because people, it doesn't matter if they like it or not, or a personal promise. God gave personal promises to Abraham. That's what's recorded. So some people are like, well, God doesn't give personal promises to people. That's all he does. He gives them to nations and he gives them to people. And if the Lord has promised you something, wait, let me preface it. And it's the Lord. It will come to pass, period. So what we need to do is we need to get a clue. In fact, every covenant God has made is a fulfillment of a promise, be it in the context of corporate or individual. That's what it's about 600 of them. I mean, it's like you can't even believe it. And it's like here's where you get into the perfectness of God's timing, right? Exodus 12, 40, 41. The time that the Israelites lived in Egypt was 430 years. At the end of 430 years, on the same day, all the Lord's divisions went out from the land of Egypt. Do you know, have any idea how hard it is to keep a promise and to be on time with 1 week or 2 weeks or 3 weeks at any time with anybody you're dealing with ever? How about 430 years with an entire nation? And God honors his promise to the day. What's America? 260, 270 years. So the length of that promise is, you know, times 1.5 times or 1.7 times the time that America's been around. To the day. It's amazing. So Galatians 6:9 is our encouragement. It says, hey, let's not get tired of doing what is good, for at the right time we will reap a harvest if we don't give up. So what happens for people, okay, is they offer a prayer of faith, and then when they don't get the response in the time that they want, the faith diminishes. But the call is for us to maintain the faith, just like we maintain the faith in believing that Jesus is our Lord and Savior. And by believing in him, we have eternal life. John 3:16, for God so loved the world that he gave his one and only Son, his only begotten Son, that whosoever should believe in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. It's not a one-time, one moment, only for a second belief. It's a lifetime belief. And when you offer up a prayer in faith, you keep that faith until it's fulfilled. That's the difference between Abraham's faith and a lot of our faith, because we let circumstances beat it till it goes into the ground. And so people, and this is, it's amazing what he says, is the Lord is not slow to fulfill his promises as some count slowness. See, that's how we count it. Like, yeah, it's slow to me. Right, but it's to you, and you're wrong. And in God's, when he is delaying on anything, and specifically in his return, because that's all the context of what this is going into, his return, he's only delaying because he's letting more people get saved. So it's an entirely different situation. But when God makes you a promise, he has never failed its timing. Though Abraham, as great as he was, couldn't quite hang on, right? Which is why you've got Hagar, why you got Ishmael. The promise was coming at the exact time that God wanted. What's most amazing about the Abraham example is God waited until it couldn't happen, and then he made it happen. It's like, how does that not? That's exactly what God does. Isn't that cool? It's like, oh my goodness, we gotta have to rev up our faith, people, because God knows you just gotta maintain that faith, because without faith, it's impossible to please God. You think you're talking about silly, goofy, little, ridiculous faith? Yes, like that of a mustard seed. And you can say unto the mountain, be thou removed and cast into the sea. Wow. All right, folks, we'll take a break and come back. You're listening to the David Spoon Experience right here on KAAM 770. the Truth Station here in Texas. Short break. We'll be back. Don't go anywhere.
What is the David Spoon Experience?
Isaiah chapter 63, verse 8 through 9 says this. He said, surely they are my people, sons who will not be false to me. And so he became their savior. In all their distress, he too was distressed. So I want to make sure you understand, we've talked about this before, you've heard some of my testimony. If you want to really get a better handle on my testimony, I'll shamelessly plug the Broken for His Glory book, which contains the testimony, but you can get it for free if you do it through Kindle, and then otherwise it's like $7 or something. Oh, that's not very much. It's a kind of a fascinating journey on becoming saved and then going through bad churches or a bad church and then coming back into good church. Right? That's not always easy to do. One of the big premises of the book and of my entire Christian journey is a passage like this, which says, he said, surely they are my people, sons who will not be false to me. And so he became their savior. And in all their distress, he too was distressed. I think it's important for you and I to understand the level to which God has put himself or placed himself. He's not incomplete without us in the theological term that God can exist completely independently and doesn't need us, but he bears with us or connects to us in such a way that he feels with us. And so I think it's important for you and I to grasp that when Paul was on the road to Damascus and then the Lord appears to him, right? And we've talked about this before, you know, knocks him off his donkey and blinds him, okay? Now you just have to imagine you're on a donkey, bammo, you're on the ground, okay? Okay, not on a comfy table or a comfy chair or a comfy bed, on the ground, and you're blind. So this is a real wake-up call. And then Jesus says to him, Saul, before he becomes Paul, you know, why are you persecuting me? And what does Paul say, Saul say? He says, who are you? Right? Because this is like, you know, this is, you know, outer limits stuff right here. And then Jesus goes, I'm Jesus whom you're persecuting. Ah, but the irony behind that is that Jesus made the identification with the church because Saul was persecuting the church. But Jesus goes, I'm the one you're persecuting. Now see how he connects himself to the people. Welcome back to the David Spoon Experience. Thank you for joining us here at KAAM 770, the Truth Station here in Texas. That's KAAM 770, the Truth Station here in Texas. Let me just see how this is going to work out. And beautiful!
What are you trying to say, Dave?
I don't know. What city is beautiful? There's a couple. There's one in California that's beautiful.
Does it start with an S?
I think it does. I think I've been there before. On the air. We'll see. Okay. Let's do our trivia question. Now, this one's harder. We always tell you the same thing. There's nothing new, nothing different on that. We give you the harder one. And then actually the one after it's a little hard too. So this will be a challenge for some. It's okay. Okay. In the Old Testament, not one of the major prophets. Did you get that? Right. So we're talking about minor prophets. Which prophet prophesied that the 30 pieces of silver used to betray Jesus would end up buying the potter's field? Which prophet? See, I didn't say that was going to be easy, did I? Right? And I will say, a little closer to Malachi than not. Okay, that's just trying to help people out. Just trying to help people out. If you think you know, 972-445-0770. You can also text in 214-210-8483. As well, you can send an email to david@hemustincrease.org. I want to send you up to the website, as we often do. Please be aware that there are apps there for Apple and for Android phones. And if you're having a problem with it, somebody's got to tell me.
because I'm doing the show, so I'm not listening to the show on the app. So if there's a problem, don't hesitate to let me know. That would be really good. In the meantime, I also want to remind you about the giving part of it. I love this Deuteronomy 15:10 text. It's great. Give generously to God and do not let your heart be grieved when you do so. Because of this, the Lord your God will bless you in all your work and in everything in which you put your hands. I mean, this is like so cool, right? That is cool. All right, check it all out on the website, HeMustIncrease.org.
Prayer request?
HeMustIncrease.org.
Praise report?
HeMustIncrease.org.
Looking to give to this ministry?
HeMustIncrease.org.
Confused by what's happening right now?
HeMustIncrease.org.
HeMustIncrease.org.
That's so funny. See, that reason that that's funny is because we did that chickens with the balloony things the other day as a joke. See, that's why.
Oh, Grinch.
See, I just baloney they things. Make all those connections. I know I always call everybody a thingy or thing or, you know, I know. That's the height of intellect right there, just making stuff up. Okay, let's have the person come on through. Ready to answer a trivia question? Knock, knock. This is David. Who am I talking to?
Shabbat shalom, brother.
Hello, brother. How are you? Shabbat shalom.
Good, good, good.
Are you ready to answer this, Triv? I have a feeling you're going to know
yes,
it.
Okay, yes, sir.
Okay. All right, here we go.
Zechariah.
Zechariah! That is correct, Amundo. You are correct. Excellent job. And I just assume that you kind of knew that, like, immediately, like, in the
yes,
top of your head.
That was my first guess. But then as you give the clue, so I checked it, I say, yep.
Yeah, so that's sometimes the
but
clues
the
first, are they're better.
The second part was, oh, maybe that was from the Shakespeare play.
Hey, your spirit sounds better. You sound better, so that's a good thing. I can tell by the way you're talking.
Yes.
So we're gonna keep praying for your friends. But how are you doing? How are things going for you?
I'm doing okay.
Okay.
Pray for my wife. I think she got a UTI, so it's kind of a little tricky day for her.
Yeah, yeah, that's never fun, right?
Yeah.
All right, let's pray. Father, we just lift up our bro. We love him. He's a treasure to us. We pray for him and for his family. He goes through a lot. But, Lord, he keeps coming back to you for more and more and more. He is brave. And we ask you to bless his wife, bring healing, bring touch, bring strength, bring encouragement, bring blessing, bring confidence, but most of all, bring peace of mind, because that's the greatest thing that the enemy works against us. And bless his family, and let his family continually call upon your name. And in doing so, Lord, let them not just be saved judicially, but saved in their circumstances, and look forward to the salvation of glorification. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen.
Amen, amen. Thank you, sir.
Thank you, brother. Love you.
Love you, too.
All right, God bless you. Bye-bye. All right. Oh, this text. Oh, my. Oh, my. I got two DDDs. Are just, you know, when they're like in the Rocket City. This is okay. Right. Here you go. Right here, listen. That's how you know it's spiritual.
That paper?
Yeah, that's how you know it's spiritual. Listen. That's the spiritual song. Joel chapter 3, verse 10. Uh-oh. Joel chapter 3, verse 10. This is so good. Beat your plowshares into swords. And your pruning hooks into spears. Let the weak say, I am strong. Take a break and take a deep breath. It's not name it and claim it. I am not a name it and claim it kind of guy. I know there's people are. I don't despise it. I just disagree. I don't think they're awful people. It's ridiculous. I just don't see it that way. Okay? That's all. But I do see something that is very important, and that is that our words do have a lot of power. They have power in other people's lives. Life and death is in the power of the tongue. And they have power in our own lives. That's just the truth. There's no way to change that. There's no way to kind of undo that, so to speak. We know that with the heart we believe and with the mouth we confess unto salvation. Your confession is a part of that salvation process. Okay. That doesn't mean that every word that you say, every idle word's a little different, but every word that you say is going to be, you know, for the kingdom or not for the kingdom. When you say, I'll have fries with that, that's not really advancing the kingdom of God or really the kingdom of the enemy, other than you're not helping your body. But I'm just trying to point that out. Like, I'll have fries. I'll take a Big Mac. And see, people get, oh, Big Mac, that's bad. Okay, but you can go to the same place and go, I'll have a salad. Same point. Anyway, I believe that our words should be very thoughtful. See, words are expressions of your thoughts. They just work so fast, we don't always do it well. And in Malachi chapter 2, verse 17, do you know what God said to Israel through Malachi? You have wearied me with your words. Wow. God is exceedingly patient, isn't he? He's a very patient, graceful, merciful king. And if he says to you and I, you have wearied me with your words, maybe we should take heed and be aware, or be at least in touch, not to let our words weary God. Because when we talk to others and we speak things that are not life, he is aware of that, and there is a record of that. And when we talk to ourselves and we're not speaking life, he's aware of that. And you're thinking, oh, no, 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 people don't talk to themselves. That's ridiculous. In Jeremiah chapter 1, Jeremiah said, I cannot do this, for I am a child. God rebuked him and said, say not, I am a child. God rebuked Jeremiah for talking to himself about who he was. He said, don't say that. You think, wow. So when you're weak, and I've been weak, and you've been weak, we've all been weak, when you say, don't just sit there and go, I'm weak, I'm weak, I'm weak. The scripture says, let the weak say, I am strong. Why are you strong? Because God is with you. You're not strong because of you. You're not strong because you go to the gym. You're not strong because you do devotions. You're not strong because of anything. You are strong because of Jesus in your life by faith, Holy Spirit taking up residency, whom God poured out through the redeeming work of Jesus Christ. You are strong because of God. And when you think in the process of saying something like, I can't do it for I'm a child, when Jeremiah said that, who was a prophet, we're thinking only of our own strength by ourselves. And God's like, don't do that. I'm with you. If God is for us, who can be against us? And Jesus said in Matthew 1, his name is God with us, Emmanuel. In Matthew 28, I am with you always, even to the end of the age, the beginning and the end of the gospel. God is saying, I'm with you. If God is with you, that's the majority. You understand? You and God, that's a majority. Not you. No, if God is majority, done. And I know the church is like, rah, rah, rah. Calm down. It's just that every time you speak into your own life and you say something that's so degrading, and I know many that say, you know, I'm worthless. Which of course Jesus paid his blood for you. So that's just obviously ridiculous. Or I'll never accomplish anything. Jesus said, the scripture's clear. We can do all things through Christ who strengthens us. In fact, apart from me, you can do nothing. I'm just all of these things. You just like, no, 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 no. Stop saying those things to yourself. Stop saying that you're a loser or that you failed as a father or as a mother or as a wife or as a husband, or as a boyfriend, as a son, as a daughter. Stop saying those things to yourself and speak as Paul said. He referenced the Psalms. We believe, therefore we speak. And Paul said, I believe, therefore I speak. In other words, speak what you believe. Do you believe God loves you? Speak it. Affirm it to yourself. Here's the most amazing thing about that. If you say it once, you'll hear it twice. You want to know why? You have two ears. Oh, that's good, Dave. I didn't make that up. That's how God made us. I'm not the first person to say that. I won't be the last. speak the way that God wants you to speak. Here's the biggest problem with that. Don't weary him with your words. Just look at that passage and think about what's being said. Let the weak say, I am strong. Joel chapter 3, verse 10. That's what we ought to be saying. See that? There you go. Take a break and then come back. You're listening to the David Spoon Experience right here on KAAM 770, the Truth Station here in Texas. Short break. We'll be back. Don't go anywhere.
This KAAM radio show with your very own David Spoon is not a business, but a nonprofit ministry first and foremost committed to sharing the gospel of Jesus Christ and strategically equipping the saints. Our mission is to educate, encourage, and entertain Christian believers, the hurting, and those not yet believers who need biblical truths. To continue our radio ministry and message of truth, we need many of our faithful listeners to support us, as well as ministry partners who might wish to sponsor the He Must Increase ministry. By giving, you wonderfully facilitate our priorities of assertively teaching the Word of God, and you get nothing in return. No quid pro quo. Nothing but a receipt at the end of the year indicating you gave to us, since your donation is 100% tax deductible. Remember that it says in Corinthians that whoever sows generously will also reap generously. Or in Proverbs, where it teaches that a generous person will prosper, whoever refreshes others will be refreshed. But if you cannot give, no problem. Continue to enjoy and learn and give however you see fit whenever you can. To support us, go to hemustincrease.org. That's hemustincrease.org. Such support is terribly appreciated, knowing it enables our beloved David Spoon to give to all of us his time, energy, like so few can. Right here on KAAM.
What is the David Spoon Experience?
Now, if anybody gets offended at this, I apologize that you have no sense of humor. Okay. Like that? That's a good line. Bam, bam. All right, here's the first one. A pastor was leaving his area and was saying farewell to his congregation at the church door for the last time. He shook the hand of an elderly lady as she walked out. She said, "Your successor won't be as good as you." "Well, nonsense," said the pastor in a flattered tone. "No, really," said the old lady. "I've been here under 5 different ministers, and each new one has been worse than the last." Ouch! Ouch! But this is the one that's going to offend people, which is irony, right? Because that's more offensive than this is, and this is just too... And if you guys get offended at this, I, you know, take a week off the show. It seems there was a minister who had just all of his remaining teeth pulled and new dentures were being made. The first Sunday, he only preached 10 minutes. The second Sunday, he preached 20 minutes. But the third Sunday, he preached an hour and 25 minutes. When asked about this by some of the congregation, he responded this way. "The first Sunday, my gums were so sore it hurt to talk. The second Sunday, my dentures were hurting a lot. The third Sunday, I accidentally grabbed my wife's dentures, and I couldn't stop talking." Welcome back to the David Spoon Experience. Thank you for joining us here at KAAM 770, the Truth Station here in Texas. That's KAAM 770, the Truth Station here in Texas. Here's your last trivia question. I hope you guys get this. It's a good one. It's a good one. It's a good one. By the way, in this one, your answer is one of the major prophets. So that should make it substantially easier. Jesus referred to the abomination of desolation spoken of by which prophet? The abomination of desolation by which prophet? If you think you know the answer, 972-445-0770. You can also text in 214-210-8483 as well. You can send an email, david@hemustincrease.org. We are going to do our history. We do have somebody calling in. Let's run the history sound. We'll do the history, and then we'll have the person answer. So run the history first. Let's do that first. Here we go. There it is. All right, today is National Junk Food Day. I like junk food. Sorry.
I'll take a little bit.
Yeah. I mean, if Al was listening to the show right now, he'd be going, Whataburger. That's his favorite. I just happen to know that. Noelle and I lean more toward, I'm just being honest. If it's not In-N-Out, which is not always, it's Arby's. We like Arby's.
I knew you were going to say In-N-Out. That's a little California.
It's the first time I ever had an In-N-Out burger. I was from Phoenix. I flew in. I went through the fast food, never heard of it. I had the burger and went, what happened here? All right, also National Tug of War Tournament Day, which I don't know.
It could be fun, I guess.
As long as you're not the first one on the line. I don't understand this one. I'm just going to share it, but I don't understand it, so don't get mad at me. Take a monkey to lunch day. I have no idea what that means.
I'm assuming a pit monkey. I don't know if that's even legal.
I know. That just seems kind of weird.
You know, hey, follow me. We're going to go have a steak.
Anyway, 1983 on this day, the coldest recorded day was 128 degrees below zero in the Antarctica, which I do find it funny that it's the coldest day in 1983. But if we've been in global warming for the last like 50 years, how is it possible how is it possible then 50 years ago that it was, I don't follow how.
Unless you're using your head.
Oh, stop using my brain. Here's the last thing to say. First regularly scheduled TV broadcast, CBS begins broadcasting from their experimental station, W2XAB in New York. First program was hosted by New York Mayor Jimmy Walker and featured Kate Smith, the Boswell sisters, and George Gershwin. That's just like fascinating, weird stuff, right? Cool. All right, somebody's ready to answer a trivia question. Let's send them on through. Knock, knock. This is David. Who am I talking to?
This is Gary. How are you today?
I'm doing good, Gary. How are you doing? Feeling any better?
I'm okay.
You're just okay. We need people to be praying for Gary. We pray for him all the time, and I want you people, please, audience, pray for Gary. He doesn't want to just be touched. He wants to be healed. Pray the Lord heals him in the name of Jesus, okay? All right, brother. You ready? You ready for this one?
Yes.
Okay. Jesus referred to the abomination of desolation spoken of by which prophet?
Daniel.
That is correct, Amundo! Now, I'm going to go out on a limb and just say you probably knew that even without me saying it was one of the major prophets. Is that probably correct?
Yeah.
I figured you'd know that. Brother, let me pray for you real quick. I do want people praying for you, but I want to pray for you, okay?
Okay.
Let's do it. Father, this is our brother Gary. I pray for him again this morning, just like I was praying for Jay. Just praying for him right now in the name of Jesus that you would bring healing into his body. That's what he needs. You know, it's great that you fill him with your grace and peace, and we never want that to stop. But we are also asking you to physically touch him in his body that he could have healing take place by the power of the Holy Spirit, the same power, Lord God, that you used to raise Jesus from the dead. Please touch his body in Jesus' name. Amen and amen.
Amen. Thank you very much, and I'll be praying for all of you.
Thank you, brother. God bless you.
God bless you.
All right, we're going to close this show out with a 2 Samuel 14:14 DDD. This is kind of a unique one, so I need you to kind of bear with me, please. This one is an interesting approach one. This is what it says in 2 Samuel 14:14. Like water spilled on the ground, which cannot be recovered, so we must die. But God does not take away life. Instead, he devises ways so that a banished person may not remain estranged from him. I just love these. Like water spilled on the ground, which cannot be recovered, so a man must die. Okay? But God does not take away life. Instead, he devises ways so that a banished person may not remain estranged from him. It's the Lord's desire to connect to us and to remain connected. Now watch this. This will blow your mind. Death will not separate us or our loved ones. Their death will not separate any of them from the love of God. Remember Romans chapter 8. At the end of the chapter, what shall separate us from the love of God? Neither death nor life. Nothing will separate us from the love of God. And listen to this. This is mind-blowing. He creates pathways for people who do not connect to him to connect to him. So you've heard me preach before about pathways into his presence, and we talk about the Bible, and we talk about prayer, we talk about fellowship, we talk about giving, we talk about ministry, we talk about communion, we talk about the different elements, okay? But the Lord is highly aware of our faults and our failures, and God makes connections to people that we can't even possibly understand. And we keep thinking, well, it'll never happen for this person, it'll never happen for this person, but only God knows who it's not going to happen with. And that's why you never stop praying, you never stop petitioning, not just for